I wanted to be able to have the flavor of charcoal, but it didn't work out today. Maybe next time.
All right. They're also asking if we should do illegal. Guys, should we do illegal at this point? Yeah, go ahead and play the legal, please.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
All right, and here we are. One more time, everyone. We are back here at Mikey Show Kitchen Stadium, where we have a battle royale going on. It's basically boys versus girls.
Yeah.
We've got Mike and Eddie on one side. We've got Sky and our boss, Shauna, on the other. You know, I hate to say it, but if we're strictly comparing sous chefs, Eddie on one side, Sky on the other, I mean, who's at a disadvantage, right? I mean, the boss has Sky. I don't know that Sky has done anything but make toast before. Sky.
Why do you keep attacking her?
Sky, have you ever made anything but toast before?
Leave her alone.
Oh, she says she can scramble eggs.
Wow. She's a great assistant. She's doing the dirty work. She's cutting. She's chopping. She's doing good.
Not a bad job. However, Eddie, phenomenal job. Picking up the slack where Mikey needs him to.
I'm sorry, Sky.
Busting out with all of the prep work. He's done an amazing job for Mikey, who is a fantastic chef in his own right.
Why are you kissing ass right now?
I'm not kissing
you
ass.
Are.
I'm stating the obvious.
You are not stating
the obvious.
You are not.
Rob.
You're stating facts.
Thank you.
You're stating facts. We all know.
All right. With things now drawing to a close, we probably have about, I would say about 15 or 20 minutes left.
Just about.
About a buck left.
Let's go back out to our judges. Amy, who is the next Food Network star, which, by the way, when does that premiere?
October 14th.
And what kind of show is that going to be? What are you going to do?
Well, it's my show, Gourmet Next Door, and it's a cooking show. So, yeah, you know, come on, and I'll teach you how to cook all fancy schmancy, sophisticated but easy food.
Have you guys actually shot anything yet? Do you have anything in the can? Can you give us a hint of what you might be making?
Well, let's just say that on October 14th, if you're interested in Moroccan food, we're doing some spicy Moroccan chicken, and it's good.
This guy had a Moroccan one.
Sean loves Moroccan food.
All right.
Hey, Sean, remember because you had the Moroccan wedding?
Yeah,
the
I know. Well,
the monkeys were the groom.
Well,
from,
actually,
right?
No.
Hey, Sean,
well, no. No,
the
actually,
with
we.
The monkeys.
Okay, hold on.
Was
we did. Hold on.
It was Moroccan.
Hold on. We did have a monkey at the wedding. It was not one of my groomsmen. It was, hey, shut.
I didn't think that was funny, Sean.
I think it was looking for that.
Sean, stop flipping off our listeners.
I didn't do that.
Not nice.
I didn't do that.
They're
I said
friends.
Hello.
They came out to support.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. That was weird.
So let's go back to Amy. So what are your thoughts now? Now that we've actually seen some cooking going on and you guys have had a chance to go up there a couple of times, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be, I'm interested to, I guess probably we cut the steaks because they were a little thick, maybe worried about time. But on the other hand, I like my meat really rare and bloody. So I probably could have gone for that big, thick steak, but we'll see.
And Lou Bush, your thoughts now?
It's getting tight. I mean, they got some sauces to get made, some potatoes that have to get finished off in the back. So now is crunch time. They got the time's shortening to kind of pull all this stuff together. So it's going to be real interesting here these last 10 minutes.
And going out to our P1 judge, I know you've been up there as well, smelling everything. What do you think?
It all looked pretty good. I mean, Mikey and Eddie seemed to be having all their stuff, you know, already cooking. And when I went over to Shauna and Sky's side, it seemed like they were still chopping things up and everything. So, really? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And do you have a preference as far as what they're making?
At this point, I don't. I mean, they got steak on both sides. And you got the ribeye from Mikey and the filet mignon from Shauna. So, all that sounds good. I like shrimp. I like pesto. It's a toss-up right now.
All right. So, you're looking forward to the tasting then.
Yes, I am.
All right.
It sounds like it's neck and neck, Sean. What are your thoughts, Sean?
Like, I do all this, you know, to try and build just a little bit of excitement.
What?
And then that.
Sean, I'm trying to help.
Like, help me. Work with me.
I'm trying to help.
Don't work against me, please.
What is she doing now?
Well, dude, she's doing the same thing
anything.
She always does. She deflates everyone.
I'm not doing anything, actually, last time I checked.
Yeah, well, last time I checked, you weren't helping, so.
Not doing anything.
Mouth.
So, great.
You being negative?
Shut up.
Come over here.
You're stupid.
Let's go ahead and one more time check in with our new intern, Zethian Oates. Zeth?
Yep. Who always has a lot to say.
He always has a lot to say.
He's a thinker.
He's a man of very, very few words.
Rich and compelling thoughts always out of this man's mouth.
Thank you.
Zeth.
Thank you. I feel as though Mikey and Eddie, they hit a little bit of a snag with the coals and everything, but they will recover well. But in defense of Shauna and Skye, what they're making has a lower cook time. So that means that even though it looks like they're further behind, they will catch up.
They have more time to prep.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
I just got to say, I was overstanding in that corner. It does smell kind of good.
You were overstanding in that corner.
In Shauna's corner.
I don't know what that means.
I think she was.
She just doesn't know what it means.
I was just trying to understand because you were saying you're overstanding that corner, and I was like,
overstanding by Shauna and Skye where they are cooking. And it smells delicious. I normally don't like shrimp. I could smell the shrimp.
Smell all right.
Yeah, it didn't smell too shabby.
All right. Let's actually check in with them here.
Yeah, see what they're doing.
I see wow. They have
that's a lot
two
of butter
giant pieces of butter. It looks like
maybe it
probably a stick and a half of butter.
Yeah.
What is all this butter for, guys?
That's for the garlic sauce.
Yeah, into the microphone.
Okay. Belly in front of me. I can't reach.
Oh, she's pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Look
Sean,
at me.
Sean, have a heart.
No, yes. What were you saying, please? What is all the butter for?
That's for the scampi.
Ah, okay. And what are you actually stirring right there?
This is a sausage. It's pretty easy, Sean.
Yeah, you're giving me a lot to work with. Thanks.
Here's something you'll enjoy. So Shauna kept asking me, how much time on the filet recipe? And I kept telling her, 2 minutes on each side, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, no, how much time? And I kept, 2 minutes. Time is an actual ingredient. It's a spice. Who knew? And so we figured that out and crisis avoided. Thank you.
Tomato, tomato.
Obviously, Skye, very familiar with everything you would find in a normal pantry.
It happens.
Yeah.
I can see
if it isn't salt, she doesn't know what it is.
Or ham.
All right, we have got 14 minutes left, everyone.
Okay.
14 minutes.
Sounds like we're down to the wire, Sean. Sean. Okay. I'll be over here.
Just
okay,
don't do
you're
that.
Not playing with me, so I'll
just
be
don't
over
do
here.
That.
I'll
please.
Stop. I'll stop.
Back over here on Mike and Eddie's side. Eddie, it looks like he is chopping away at some parsley. And what is this
like
going
that?
To go on?
A combination of garnish and garlic bread.
My sweaty back.
Very good.
Wow, garlic
so they've
bread.
Got the steak, they've got the potatoes, the roasted garlic mashed potatoes. Looks like now we've got some garlic bread as well. Sounds like a very good dish. We can actually smell the roasted garlic, which, oh, man, that looks fantastic, Mike. Really good. No, it does. You're stressing a little bit. All right.
Okay. Dude, you should make
go.
That into a
let's
sandwich.
Talk to Mike here.
We have an issue. We are trying as hard as we can to boil water. We need boiling water for pasta that will take us 8 minutes to boil.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mikey.
We'll let you know.
That's not good.
Yeah, that'll
You're
be in about
screwed.
5 minutes. Hey.
What?
No, don't start saying that.
What?
He's not screwed.
I mean, Sean, that does not sound good.
Well, it doesn't sound great, but, I mean, he's not screwed.
Down to the wire, maybe.
Well, it is down to the wire, but he's not screwed.
Okay, let's time it out. If there's 14 minutes left and it takes how long to boil water and
Eight?
How long to cook pasta?
Well, I don't know exactly how long it will take for the
I mean,
water to
Sean,
boil.
I mean, Sean, he's screwed.
No, he's not screwed. It'll take 8 minutes to cook the pasta. That means he's got roughly 4 or 5 minutes to get the water boiling. 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Okay.
So you've got four to get that water boiling.
Totally possible. Totally possible. Just make less pasta.
Let's go over to the experts.
Less water, less pasta, right?
And see if they can actually make this. Lou, He's got 12 minutes to get water boiling and cook an 8-minute pasta. Is it going to happen?
No.
Less water, less pasta. Oh, that's all you got to do.
That's not good. Let's ask one more expert. Amy?
Yeah, how long?
He's got 12 total minutes. He's got to get the water boiling.
11.
And then boil pasta for 8 minutes.
Boy, well, throw some salt in that water. Make sure you, because that'll make it boil a little faster.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
a really good tip. Throw some salt in there. Get it boiling a little bit faster, but do you think it'll happen?
No.
Oh.
Sean, there's always the ghetto way. You just put some water in a plastic bowl. You throw that pasta in there, pop it in the microwave for about 2 minutes. You stir it up,
okay.
And then you do it for another minute. Thank you.
All right.
I do that daily. Are you kidding?
You do that while the ghetto bird is flying around?
Trying to be
that sounds
here.
Hideous,
trying
bro.
To have a real
I'm
competition
sorry.
Here.
That is hideous.
How did they let this happen? Did you ask him?
Well, I'm not going to ask him
Go
that
ask
right
him.
Now. No,
he's
I'm not
that busy.
Tell you what. Why don't you ask? Here. You give
I
me
don't
that microphone.
Ask him that.
No, 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 come on, come on. No, no. Yeah, you wanted to ask him.
No, Eddie's
no,
giving
you,
me
no,
the
no.
evil eye.
No, come on now.
Uh-uh.
You wanted to ask him.
No, I'll get beaten up.
Oh.
We'll just assume they maybe forgot. What happened? What happened? What happened with the pasta and the water?
We're just having trouble with water today. I mean, everything else is on time. I put that water in for the potatoes at the beginning of the challenge.
Right.
And it's still not even really going, so we may be screwed on the potatoes. We don't know yet.
So not your fault?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. This
oh,
is so
well.
Intense, Sean.
We've heard a lot of laughter over here from Sky's side. Rob, you want to get in there and ask Sky what she finds so funny?
I find the excuses funny.
Oh, no.
Oh,
wow.
What
wow.
Oh, wow.
Is it over?
That's true. It's not over.
I know. It's not even over yet. He's already making excuses.
Oh, no.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, no.
Ooh, wow. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Sky. Have you had any trouble boiling water today?
No, we did that first thing. Remember when you were making fun of me because I was putting the water in the pot the very first thing? Yeah, that was us.
I don't recall that, no. I don't recall that. If you say so. So, yeah, it looks like we may have a little
this
bit of trouble.
This smells so good.
It All really right, does.
Okay, okay.
I have to vouch.
The girls
All
are right. getting some kadunk.
All right. So, yeah, there is a little bit of problem on one side. It looks like Sky and Shauna are pulling it together. However, Eddie and Mike look pretty confident. Eddie says no problem. It's not going to be a problem for
it's
them.
It's neck and neck.
It is neck and neck.
Sean.
Mike has already pulled his...
9 minutes. Nine minutes left.
Mike has pulled some of his steak off of the grill already.
Who wants some man meat?
Okay.
Looks like...
That's really weird.
Looks like he's slicing it up. Maybe going to let it rest for a minute before he serves it to the judges. It's a good idea. They also have their garlic bread going. On the grill as well. So both sides look like they're bringing it together. It really is going to come down to taste.
Okay, I have two questions.
Yes.
Just to recap for the listeners, what are they going to be judged on and what are they cooking? Give me a little recap.
They will be judged on
presentation, taste,
and
plating.
Originality.
And to go over what we have so far, on Mike and Eddie's side, we have the steak that they prepared. We've got roasted garlic mashed potatoes. We've also got,
oil.
I'm sorry?
With the truffle oil.
With the truffle
on
oil
top.
On top. Yeah,
okay.
Sounds really good.
Sounds delicious.
And Eddie has also prepared some garlic toast and?
Crostinis.
Oh.
Get it, Eddie.
And I'm making
Get
garlic
it.
Bread.
Get after it.
We've
you
also,
Italian.
Hopefully, we will also have. The pasta with the made-from-scratch pesto.
Homemade pesto
that Mike has prepared in his mortar and pestle.
Okay.
On Shauna's side, I know we have shrimp scampi. We also have filet mignon. And how is that filet prepared again? We're searing it. And do you have a sauce for it? Okay, don't tell me what it is. What is the
secret sauce?
Secret sauce, all right. I also noticed, what did you just throw in that grill or the Skittle over there?
That was
was the filet.
That was the filet. So that's going on now. So we're searing that here toward the end.
Five minutes.
5 minutes. Are you worried at all about time?
Five minutes.
Say, Shauna, you know, maybe you and I can just talk for a minute, huh? You want to just kick
Sean,
it?
Sean,
hey,
leave
wait
him
a
alone.
Second. Let's, well, no, I mean, let's
Sean,
relax. Come on. All right. You guys go ahead and do your thing.
They got to focus. This is down to the wire.
Yeah, it is
down,
down
to the
nitty
gritty. It's neck and
neck. We've got the judges in their seats now. We have less than 5 minutes to go. Less than 5 minutes to go. Final thoughts from each of the judges. First from Amy.
Boy, I'm getting hungry. Can you
we
smell that?
We need plates. Plates.
Oh, it smells so good. So, I don't know. I'm getting ready to eat. I'm hungry.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Lou, any final thoughts from you?
The women seem very confident. I mean, they're very composed
they
over there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to smelling really good. I'm getting really hungry, too. Looking forward to it.
And our P1 judge, your final thoughts.
Oh, I'm mostly just worried about seeing if the pasta is going to be good or ready or not.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hungry.
Yes.
I'm nervous. I just saw Sky take with one hand a chunk of fettuccine pasta, like maybe stuck together, threw it in a pan. Like, I have no idea what the deal is with that.
That bothers you?
I don't know if it's cooked. It didn't look like it was even anything. It was just like a hunk of pasta.
All right, well, maybe they're putting it in a saucepan to heat it up and put some sauce on it. Sometimes you do that, right? You throw it into a saucepan maybe and heat it up and...
Sometimes you're even going to finish the cooking in the sauce so that the sauce kind of impregnates.
So you, like, cook it a little first and then, like, you put it in another pan?
Yeah, that way it finishes cooking in the sauce and the noodles get all drenched up in all that flavor.
Cook it again.
It's tasty.
Whoa. Sounds good. So actually sounds like maybe they know what they're doing on
okay,
that side.
Okay, cool. Okay.
3 minutes to go, everyone. 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, let's hear it for them. Come on, give it up.
Yeah, it's really coming down to the finishing touches at this point. I see Mikey furiously mashing his potatoes. And they actually look like they're coming together pretty nicely. He's adding cream. He's adding the roasted garlic. I see he's reaching for what looks like a nice olive oil and continuing to mash those up.
Oh, my gosh.
So we had a little trouble with the grills when they first got started, so I'm going to give them 10 more minutes on top of this.
Wow.
Just 10 more minutes because they're both so far behind. I think it'd be a fair deal.
All right. All right, so we're going to extend the cooking time by an additional 10 minutes. We had some trouble with the grills.
12 minutes.
So we have 12 minutes left, everyone.
So nobody's eating raw food.
All right, so that gives us a little bit of breathing room here. Make sure that everyone gets their dishes done. And it looks like everybody's agreeable to that. Again, Mike is finishing up his garlic mashed potatoes. Putting that nicely roasted garlic in there. Eddie is looking around. He's doing some plating. He's making
finishing
sure
touches.
That everything does cook.
Finishing touches.
Yep. And on Shauna and Sky's side, what was a pretty relaxed atmosphere is now...
It's turned frivolous.
De-evolved, not into frivolous.
It's turned frivolous.
That would be absolutely the wrong word to use for it.
This is getting crazy.
But I'm not surprised that you, again, used the wrong word for something.
Man, Sean.
But it has turned into a somewhat frenetic atmosphere, Ashley.
Ooh, nice.
As they are, again, putting the finishing touches on everything. Rob.
Yes.
At this moment.
Yo, don't ask me.
Come on.
I was just up there and, okay, the garlic and sausage and peppers that Sky and Shauna have made look and smell just amazing. Then you take a look over onto Mikey's side and you see these garlic mashed potatoes that he's making right now. And the crostinis
that Eddie has made.
Closest thing I've ever had to that is a bagel bite. So, I mean, those look
that
awesome.
That is actually true.
No, it
I
is true. It is true. You just scrape them off and then toast the top, and it's
right,
a crostini.
We don't need to know how to cook it.
I didn't know that. Yeah, think about it.
We're good.
And then the cuts of Meek, I mean, right now, I can't say I'm pulling for either one.
Really? So it's neck and neck.
I was up there, and both sides just smell so delicious. I just want to make a sandwich with everything on it. Is that possible for me to do after? Like, don't throw anything away. I'll save it.
All right, and Ashley, I know I shouldn't say this, but what are your thoughts?
What?
Just get it over with. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't been up there, so I don't know, but it looks good on both sides. So there you go, Sean.
Great. Thanks for eating up all that time. Yeah.
Is that what you want?
That's not really what I wanted.
Back to your fantastic gangrene. I'll be over here.
Is that how we're going to play this?
Below is that how you want to play this game?
Well, I don't know. You're playing
it that
way. Do
you want to play the game like that?
Well, I don't know. Look at your armpits.
Is this how we're going to... What? Okay, but that doesn't even make sense.
Okay, yeah, but you know what? Mark one for me.
All right, sluze. Hey, when you wear your panda outfit, do you still wear sluze?
Hey, are you a total bitch?
I got him on that one. Hit the hot spot. Oh, no.
Whoa. Mike just totally threw something out here.
Food is flying everywhere.
Throw? What was that?
It was chives.
Okay.
Oh,
chives
is that
he didn't need.
All right, so Mike is actually starting to plate now. We're seeing things come together on his side and actually going on to plates. Eddie has brought what looks like maybe the pasta over. And they are now starting to dish things up. They've got the mashed potatoes out on a plate right now. Eddie is doling out something. I've got to see what this is.
I think that's a garlic butter.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Yes.
Garlic butter. Yeah. He's got the garlic butter. He's putting it onto the garlic bread. Eddie actually has a technique for garlic bread whereby you actually toast it first and then you put the garlic butter onto it. Otherwise, you end up with a crusty on the outside, gooey in the middle disaster if you do it the other way. And it looks great. He's actually got garlic bread, but he's also got the crostinis as well. He's putting some Parmesan cheese on top now. And it's all still nice and hot, so that's going to melt down and make a real nice garlic bread. Looks great. Mike is rapidly finishing off his steak. he's slicing it out now that it's rested. It's ready to be prepared and plated. He's taking some of the crostinis that Eddie has made. We have eight minutes left, by the way. He's taking that steak, slicing it very thinly.
The smells are unreal right now.
Can everybody smell that?
He's actually taking the crostinis now and making what looks like a design and putting it into the garlic mashed potatoes. That will count toward creativity and originality. Shauna and Skyside, they are starting to plate as well. They've already got down what looks to be a bed of, what is that? Encini pasta. It's some kind of, it's a very small pasta. Looks like little beads. But it looks okay. Can you imagine couscous but made out of pasta? I don't know.
Ooh.
I've never seen it before, but I have to tell you, the shrimp on their side it looks beautiful. It's a lot of times when you cook shrimp, if you cook it too long, it tends to sort of ball up and get really hard and rubbery.
This looks very succulent, full.
Yeah, very soft, very pliable. It hasn't balled up at all. They're still relaxed and open.
We're talking about food still, right?
It's getting really weird.
And it looks excellent. Sky, on the other hand, I don't know. Sky. I know, you're not doing anything again. It's like, you know, why are you even up there?
You're a dick, what? Sean.
Whoa! Hey!
Wow!
I totally deserve that.
Thank you.
So they're finishing up. They're garnishing right now.
What is that?
Shauna, you look a little shaky there. Are you all right? Are you? Yeah, you're real shaky. Hey, relax, kid. It's okay.
Sean, don't talk to her like that.
No, no,
it's
I'm trying to help out. I'm relaxing. Shut up.
It's your boss, bro.
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot. And then next, it looks like they'll be plating their peppers and steak. And I don't know what else.
5 minutes.
Five minutes, everyone.
For realsies, though.
Yeah. We're not going to extend the time again, right?
No.
This is it.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
That's it.
All right. And now we see that Mike has begun to plate his steak. He's sliced it into very thin slices, each about maybe a couple inches long, very thin. Putting them on a plate right now, arranging them. That looks like it'll count toward creativity as well. Knowing Mike, the flavors should all be there. We haven't seen the pasta yet, though. Hoping that the pasta makes it and that it's they're able to get it cooked in time. If we don't get to enjoy this pesto, it will be a travesty. It looks fantastic. How's it looking on the pasta, Eddie? He's checking right now. He's pulling some out.
Meanwhile, Shauna is putting very sticky, stuck together, sticky, icky fettuccine on her plate, which makes me nervous.
Yeah, I see that the fettuccine being measured out over there on Sky and Shauna's side.
I don't.
The pasta going to make it, Eddie?
Very sticky.
It's going to be tight. All right, we may be all right with the pasta. It's going to be close. How much time do we have left now? 3 minutes left. Here we are again. 3 minutes, everyone. We are almost to the end again.
For real this time, though.
Yeah, for real this
time. For realsies.
And actually, it looks like everyone is pretty much done. They're just doing some final plating. Eddie and Mike are actually straining the pasta right now and getting it ready. It looks like everyone's dishes have been completely cooked and are now being plated. So we will have a head-to-head food competition here. Tasting. We will be actually judging on flavor, originality, and what was the other one?
Plate.
Presentation.
Platility. That was for you,
Taste,
Sean.
Taste, presentation,
you, Sean.
Originality.
Platility.
That was for you, Sean.
Yeah.
I have to say that the effort and the collaboration and teamwork has been unreal between the four of them. They've been busting a lot. Hard. Weird. They've been busting hard.
Well said.
Oh, God.
Well said.
Yeah, actually, it's been a great effort by everyone, including our promotions team. They have pulled everything together here in Mikey Show Kitchen Stadium.
Yes.
They have done a fantastic job.
Yes.
And I have to say, I'm really impressed with the level of expertise that I'm seeing on both sides with regard to the food.
Eddie says they're done.
Eddie says they're done. Mikey and Eddie are done.
They put up their hands.
Wow.
They put up their hands. They're finished.
Done.
They're finished. The girls are still working.
Finished with time to spare.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes left, everyone. 2 minutes left.
Wow.
Sky, Mike and Eddie are already done.
Wow.
I know we have
that
2 minutes
amazing.
Left.
That looks amazing.
Looks like you guys are you're finishing up with some sauces, and you're doing some last-minute garnishing of your pasta.
1 minute.
I just want to say to the judges, please remember it's about garlic, and you're going to taste a lot of garlic.
Hey, Mikey, can I have a bite first? Can I try some?
There's plenty to go around, so I'm sure plenty of people will get a bite after the judges.
Wow, you run a tough camp, Mike. Man, it's hot out here.
All right. How much time do we have left? 30 seconds left. All right. We're getting down to the final few seconds of the competition. Wow. Shauna and Sky still working. Eddie and Mike, they are done.
Oh,
Shauna says
Shauna's
they're done. Shauna and Sky are
done
now.
Everybody's done. Yeah.
Me and Mike are just going to crack open a beer real quick.
Sounds good. All right. So I guess there's no need to do a final countdown. I think we're all done. They're pulling everyone together. We want to get a little picture here for the website. Look at that.
Aww.
How cute.
Precious.
Whatever.
How do we do it?
All right. Okay, now what we're doing is we're deciding on how we are going to give this to the judges. Mike and Eddie are, it looks like you guys, you're serving family style, is that right?
We are serving family style. It's in the tradition of the Italian food that we're trying to go for here today. And so it's going to be served family style like Buca di Beppo.
Whoa.
All right, there you go. Okay, so Eddie has got, is putting flatware in. Yeah, who's going first?
Jay, where's Jay? How do we decide who's going first? Should we flip a coin? Okay. Yeah, I have a coin. Here we go.
Hey, that's all right. That lucky penny I found this morning, Sean. Oh.
I found a lucky penny walking into the radio station today, and I go, find a penny, and Sean goes, pick it up!
All right, he's flipped, and? Shauna won, and she chooses to go first.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? It just means that your food will be on their mind last. Okay, so do you want to narrate at this point, or are you still helping Eddie?
No, go ahead.
All right. So Shauna and Sky are bringing their dishes down right now. Shauna, can you tell us what you are – well, get your last one, and we'll – oh, here we go. Tell us what the first dish is, please.
This is the garlic scampi over about a – whatever that pasta is called.
All right, so okay. Our judges are going to taste this first dish here. It actually looks very good. Shrimp over this bed of, it looks like couscous, but it's actually pasta.
Nice little lemon wedge.
A lemon wedge in there that they can drizzle over.
A little side garnish. It's real good.
Everyone is taking a bite, chewing it. And Lou's getting a phone call. All right.
Of course he is.
So let's go to Lou first to get your impression of this dish.
Mikey, you're in trouble, dude. This is really good.
Uh-oh.
Shrimp are excellent. Couscous is good.
So I mean,
it's
really
couscous. Good. It's really good.
So it's overall, it's good. It's not. It's whatever it is. Shauna doesn't know how to pronounce it, so what are you going to do? Let's go to Amy. What are your impressions of the dish?
This is pretty dang good. So the shrimp are perfectly cooked and the little lemon over the top. And then what I really like is the pasta has got a nice bit of seasoning. It's got a lot of butter, good little bit of salt and pepper, and you can taste the garlic in the pasta as well.
Very good, very good. And our P1 judge as well, what do you think?
Yeah, the shrimp is perfectly cooked. It's not rubbery at all. It's got a lot of garlic flavor on it. And like they said, the pasta is really, really good too. Really.
Wow, they killed
excellent.
It.
Wow, it
they
looks like
it.
The first dish is a success. Bringing down the second dish. Well, that will all be judged. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here is our second dish. Shauna, can you tell us about this dish?
Usually I just do this without the pasta because I love sausage and peppers. So it's just sausage and peppers with garlic we added and over a bed of linguine.
Okay. And they are taking a bite of that right now.
About
why
you're concerned?
Yeah, because I was having a problem with the burners up there, so I'm not sure if the peppers cooked as well as I would have liked them to.
I mean, they're a little crisp, a little harder than you want them to be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it looks.
More about the sausage than it is about the pasta. Just so you know.
All right. Okay.
Sticky, icky pasta.
Maybe we have some first impressions coming back. Lou, your thoughts on this dish?
Not bad. Don't really taste the garlic too strongly in it.
Did you not get a whole clove on top?
No, I did not. And pasta's...
Oh,
you got a clove. No, thank you. I'll pass. Pasta's a little dry. I mean, could have probably ran a little olive oil over it. Okay. But not bad.
All right. Amy, your thoughts?
This is, it's good. it's not my favorite. I'd say that the shrimp had a little bit more sort of, you know, finesse and elegance and stuff to it, and they really did that one very well. This one, the sausage is great, but, you know, I did get the garlic because I got a whole raw clove that I actually ate half of. So now I'm gonna taste garlic in everything from now on, but they're pretty good.
Okay. Excellent. And our P1 judge, what do you think?
Yeah, they're right. I can't taste much garlic in it, you know. It's most of the flavor's in the sausage, so it's all right.
Just all right.
Bring in our final dish from Shauna.
All right.
Go ahead. Bring it in, please. We're on the radio. Let's clear this. Oh. Right. Yes. Okay. So we've got our final dish coming in from Shauna's side. Tell us about it, please.
Can I be honest? I'm terrified of this one.
Really?
That skillet up there. I cooked this at home the other night, and it was perfect. This scares me. Oh, it's not that bad. It's kind of bad.
Looks medium rare.
Oh, crap. Perfect. Okay, good. Okay. This is the filet, the garlicky filet. It has garlic. It has thyme. It has not the kind of thyme that Skye was talking
about.
2 minutes.
Okay.
It has shallots and parsley and butter.
You know what I mean?
Amy is getting down her first bite.
Like, maybe they should hurry it up, you know what I'm saying?
I wish they would hurry it up. And I do.
What do you think?
Okay. I have to say, this is beautiful. Like, if this were on the menu at a restaurant, I'd order this. And then I would eat it, and then I'd come back and I'd order it again. Because it's really good. You've got some sort of, like, crisped up garlic on top, and that's a really nice touch.
All right, and our P1 judge, what do you think?
I agree. This is definitely the best dish so far.
Wow.
Calm down.
Excellent. And Lou, your thoughts?
I concur. Really good. Really good. Well done. Maybe a little rare, but I like mine that way, so really good.
Okay. Excellent. It looks like Shauna and Skye are in pretty
good
shape.
Not too bad. They didn't do too bad. Come on, Mike.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's clear their plates here. Let's hear it for Mike and Eddie. Mike and Eddie will be serving family style today.
Everything looks delicious.
It looks great.
I'll tell you that right now.
All right.
Okay.
So we are deciding on our first dish right now. They're sort of going over their strategy at the moment, deciding how they want to do it. Looks like a little indecision here, but
all I know is that Mikey's freaking out.
All right, so here we go. But our first dish is being brought down. Mike, can you tell us about it, please?
Yeah, it's roasted garlic mashed potatoes. What I did was I roasted some garlic in a garlic roaster in the oven, and I used a little extra virgin olive oil in the final preparation, along with some kosher salt and pepper. There's just a tiny bit of cream in there, and we also used a right towards the end, finished it with just a little Parmesan cheese to give it some saltiness. And that's about it.
Okay. All right, guys. It looks like we already have spoons in here. So go ahead and grab one and take a bite there.
Oh, I want to know thoughts.
See what you guys think.
Facial expression.
I also drizzled a little black truffle oil over the top.
Which I think is going to be the kicker, Mike.
All right, so... I see some thoughts formulating now.
Second bite.
Some tasting going on. Let's get another bite here to our P1 judge. And let's go to Lou Bush for our first impression.
Well done. I like mine a little more creamier, but well executed. Great flavors. Real good job.
Okay, Amy, your thoughts.
I'm gonna kind of echo, I think, what Lou said. They're good. I like that kind of that country texture to the potatoes. I mean, that's you sold it exactly right. You know, that's a country style potato, and that truffle oil when you go over the top and you get the pepper and the truffle oil and the chive and the potato and a little of the cheese bit in there. That's really nice. That's good.
And our that was Eddie, by the way. And our P1 judge, what do you think?
That was definitely really, really good. I like the chunkier texture like that, and it had a lot of flavor to it. It's really good.
All right. Sounds like our first dish was a success.
Sounds like two thumbs up. Well, One for what?
Well, there are three people here, so it's not two thumbs up.
It would we be got three. Two thumbs up.
No, not really.
It's a.
And
it's
now.
A freaking,
okay, whatever.
It's the same.
I know.
You two thumbs up.
You
ever heard of it?
You can stop.
It's the same.
You can't stop.
Three thumbs
it's
up.
Possible.
That sounds normal.
Yeah.
Three thumbs up, everybody.
All stupid. Right, and we have our second dish here from Mike and Eddie. Go ahead.
It's a pesto cream sauce, and basically that's what the mortar and pestle was for. I took fresh basil, pounded it out, used some kosher salt. You're going to notice a real sharp bite to it. It's got plenty of that imported Parmesan cheese and a lot of garlic, guys, a lot of garlic.
Yum.
All right,
get
so we're tasting it now. Yeah.
I'm seeing raised eyebrows. People are impressed, yes?
Going for one more, Lou?
Seconds. I'm seeing seconds and third bites.
Yeah. We're taking second and thirds here.
Another success.
Let's go to our P1 judge first. What do you think there?
That's really, really, really good. That was something I would definitely find at. I would hope to find a restaurant. If it's that
good,
I'm going to order it.
Wow. Statement.
Amy, what do you think?
The pasta, still a teeny, tiny, tiny bit underdone. But you know what? They were in that time crunch on it. But the pesto, that's a nice pesto. It's got that nice, that raw garlic bite. That's what I like in a pesto. And it's creamy, and it goes really well on this shaped pasta, you know, because you want it to really hold on to its sauce, and that shaped pasta is really kind of clinging in there with all that pesto and the Parmesan. I think it's a great dish.
That's why I chose the Hamelli pasta, because it really holds on to the sauce.
Good job, Mike. Good job, Mike. Wow, good job, Mike. Wow. Wow. Two for two. What up? What up?
Let's get our third opinion from Lou Bush.
Wait,
Lou, what do you
Eddie,
think about it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to echo. I think the pasta is just slightly undercooked a little bit. Not bad though. I love the garlic, love the freshness of it. The pesto is excellent. Just great flavors. It was really, really good.
Another success for Mike and Eddie. All right, bring it down our third dish and our final dish.
Bring it home, Mike.
Mike, tell us about this one.
I was on stage and happened to hear that the judges like their beef rare. This is prime ribeye steak. I took the most time in seasoning this. I pride myself on seasoning the beef. And we also made a garlic bread that has been passed down. Literally been passed down from generation to generation in Eddie's Italian family. And that garlic bread is as good as it gets.
All right. Let's go ahead and taste this, guys. Go ahead and, take a slice of beef, grab a little bit of bread, a little bit of this.
Get in there, Lou.
They're tasting the beef first.
They're nodding.
Nodding. Looks okay. Everything looks all right. Reaching for the bread now. Lou's the first to go for it. Breaks off a little piece. Gives the big piece to our P1 judge. Tasting that.
Nodding.
Lou's really nodding now.
Thumbs up.
Looks like
Eddie's
he really likes
it. Eddie's doing the freaky dance. Okay. Eddie's doing the pelvic
Eddie,
thrust
yeah,
freaky
he's like
dance.
Getting his freak on. It's
I think that's
weird.
His victory dance. I actually
uncomfortable
really like it.
Around.
Get after it. Sprinkler.
Whoa, whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, lawnmower. Yeah. It's the lawnmower. Okay.
I would just say
cabbage
maybe.
Cabbage patch. Okay.
Maybe not maybe. Around the food.
That's what I'm talking
all right.
about.
Let's get some impressions now. Our P1 judge, what do you think about this dish?
That was perfect. I like my meat rare, like
did
you said.
Did he just say perfect? I think he just said
wow.
perfect.
Yeah, I did.
What?
That was definitely done that. The garlic bread's amazing.
Lou Bush, what do you think?
Great flavors, Mikey. You learned it, that steak from somewhere, I know, but really, really good flavors, good seasoning. The garlic bread is as good as you said. Good family recipe. That's solid. It's really good. Really good.
And Amy, your thoughts?
Well, you know what I liked about this garlic bread? You grilled it on the, did you grill it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I grabbed it, I had butter oozing down my hand. And that's what I like in garlic bread. So I think this is really great. And that piece of meat, really nice. Ribeye is one of my favorites because it's got a little bit of fat and stuff in it, which really holds the flavor. And it was done really well. Good job.
All right.
Look
wow.
at that. Look at that. This is going to be close. This is going to be close.
Yeah, one thing's for sure. It will be close. We had positive responses on both sides from the judges. At this point, it all comes down to the three of our judges conferring and or.
I noticed, Amy, the nice little touches on the side
All right, Eddie.
Okay, Eddie. What? Okay.
You don't,
competition's
you don't have to
over.
Sell it.
Calm competition.
Down. You don't have to calm sell down. It at this point. So okay. We'll give the judges right, a Eddie. Moment to sort of figure out individually what your favorite dish was.
And they're judging on.
You're judging on originality.
Taste. Yes.
Taste and.
Presentation.
Presentation.
Playtility.
All right, so we'll,
hey.
No, it's not playtility. take a moment, get your thoughts together. We'll come back to you in just a minute. Let's talk to the guys up here. Get their thoughts after this competition, and while the judges are deciding, Eddie, you have some final thoughts here.
Yeah, we won. Okay,
whoa!
Sean. Guaranteed victory.
Come on.
We killed it. We're men. We're the best. We know. We're working with grills out here, Sean. These ladies, they're like, oh, my boobie's going to catch on fire. Oh, my God. I don't know who it's going to. Got a pregnant lady out here drinking wine. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
we
no,
killed it, Mike.
That's not true.
Well, listen, Eddie has always had more confidence than I. I feel that we did okay. We had a worthy adversary.
We had Jesus on our side.
Okay, wait a second.
Oh,
hang on.
I don't know about that, bro.
But, hey, Jesus is a P1 t-shirt. I think that our opponents were real, real good today. When I was looking over at their plates, I was very, extremely nervous, and their stuff looks pretty awesome. So I think it's going to be a very close competition, and if I had to call it right now, I swear to you, I think you got it, Shauna.
Let's get Shauna's final thoughts here.
Honestly, I think that... I'm glad that my shrimp and my filet turned out, but I think that my second dish was really weak, where you had three strong dishes, so I think you won it.
your filet looks awesome, and I would like to have some of that. Their plate, dude, her plating was awesome. It had color, and it looked really good. We had some Christinis.
Okay.
We did have some Christinis going.
Yeah,
so... I guess what we're doing, what are we doing? Tallying up some scores?
Yeah, we're tallying
the
scores
right
now.
And yeah, there's P1s around here. Can we go ahead and so we could serve them? Cool. We're serving up food for the P1s that came out here and hung out. Hopefully you guys like some of this stuff. And what, Shauna?
Aren't you glad that this is over?
Beyond. I cannot even tell you how glad I am that this is finally over because I was so freaked out about it.
Seriously, for the past 3 nights, have woken up at like 2 a.m. and have redone the recipes in my head and figured out how I was going to do everything. Like, it's stressful.
If you win, I'm going to claim that it's because you had three people, and that's not fair. It was you, your baby, and Sky, which I don't think is fair.
And if I lose, I'm going to blame Sky.
Perfect.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Sky, we have not really talked to you during this whole thing. What do you think? What were your impressions of today?
I was just really impressed by Shauna. I see why she's such a great boss, because she's so great at delegating. And, I mean, I think that's why Rock 105.3 is, you know, the best rock station ever. Thank you.
That sounded like you were kissing her butt quite a bit. It did. Sean, where are you? Sean.
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. I have the results. Okay, so for Shauna and Sky, for plate number one, they got an overall score of 23.5 out of a possible 30. Dish number two, which was the sausage and peppers.
Eddie.
They had a total score of... 15.
Whoa. Ouch.
For dish number three, they had a total score of 26.5.
That's good.
For not a grand bad. Total of 65.
Okay. Woo. Not bad. Good job.
For Mikey, dish number one, a total score of 20.5.
It's a little low.
Low.
Dish number two, a total score of 25.
Better.
Okay.
Plate number three, a total of 23. Shauna's total score was 65. Mike's total score was 68.5.
Wow, that's close.
That was close. I'm glad it's over. I never want to do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys were awesome. Never want to do it again. And thank you. Wow. Good night. Oh, so is the 28-hour show over?
We're over. We're done.
We still have.
Actually, we are almost 7 hours into the 28-hour show. So only 26 more hours left. And thank you to our judges so much. It was so awesome for you guys to come out here and help us the way that you guys did. And I would love to say let's do it again next year, but there's no way I'm ever going to participate in something like that again. Very stressful. And say what? Oh, they want to do it again, they said. And you guys, if you want to, the judges, if you wanted to come check out the studio, you're more than welcome to hang out. And all you P1s, remember, tailgating is going to be the deal tonight. So if you guys want to tailgate tonight here at the radio station, the thing will be after business hours because there's still some cars here. But I would say after 5, it's going to be awesome. There's going to be a P1 coming and putting up a big screen to show the movies that we're watching tonight between 10 and 2. The movies are Top Gun and Footloose, and basically it's like Mystery Science Theater 3000. We play them, and we play the movies and we goof on them. Do we have a bit that we can go to so that we can get
Ashley,
back inside?
Ashley, why don't you go back in there and let us know.
Yeah, Ash, let us know when it's ready to go somehow.
Real quick, Amy Finley's show debuts on the Food Network October 14th. To be sure and check it out. Awesome. Lou, you could get Lou's food where the gourmet, what is it? Your Howard's Country Kitchen in Spring Valley. Nice. Great food. He's the best cook I know. He's awesome. And the P1 judge, thank you very much for free food.
And don't forget the big reason that we're doing this besides making new P1s and having you guys turn new P1s onto the show, the other big reason that we're doing it, Ashley's coming back. Why? Why is Ashley coming back? That's not a good sign.
Oh, boy.
She forgot her card.
And a bra, apparently.
Okay, wait a second. Wait a second.
Oh, my God.
We are doing this to raise money for Children's Hospital. And so you can go onto the website, or you can come to the offices here at 9660 Granite Ridge Drive. And there is a limited edition T-shirt available for those that donate more than $50. Can you come up here so people can see it? There's a lot of people hanging out here right now. And this is the T-shirt. This is what it looks like. It basically is a white T-shirt. It's got a black, red, and white logo. Kind of looks like a Harley-Davidson symbol. It says Rock 105.3 in the middle. The Mikey Show across the top. In the middle, it's got a microphone. It says 28-hour show, October 3rd and 4th. And those things are only available while supplies last to people that donate $50 or more. Our goal is to be able to raise $15,000 for Children's Hospital, and if we raise $15,000, we're going to be really, really stoked. If we don't, we know that we tried our hardest and that we're trying to get P1s to give. And one of the things that I want people to remember is the rap on people that listen to rock radio stations is that they don't really go to them for charities because the people that listen to rock radio stations traditionally don't give to charity, which I think is a bunch of you-know-what. So go to the website right now, rock1053.com or mikeyshow.com. Come down to the offices here and donate money. Show people that think that rock station listeners don't donate. Show them that we do. Show them that we can. And let's write a big check out at the end of the day for the folks down at Children's Hospital. It's a worthy cause, and it's really great. The T-shirts that you guys have made have been amazing. Give yourselves a big round of applause, all the P1s that showed up out here. We've seen the coolest T-shirts out here. Got 28 hours. Jesus is a P1. We got the coolest shirts out here today. Plus, we've got the people that are dressed as Sean, a furry. For those of you just tuning in, we found out earlier that Sean was a furry. No longer a furry. Not a furry anymore. What?
Well, Sean said it's the fur we refer to them.
Yeah, we don't refer to them as furries. We refer to them as furs. And so some people have come out dressed like that. I see signs right now. And Sean also told us that when he was a fur, he dressed as a beaver, and he also dressed as a panda. And so the signs that we see are, I love beaver, and I'm a panda, hug me. which I think is great. No, I just wanted to let people know that are just tuning in what the story is. So thank you for coming out here. I guess we can go back in.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead. This for people that are tuning into the Mikey Show for the first time, we're going to play you an example of what we do best. Roll it, Ashley.
All right.
Our friend and comedian Craig Gass is hanging out in the studio.
Hoorah.
And we got a lot of stuff going on the show today. A lot of people were writing emails and saying, who is that guy in the studio that's making us laugh? It's Craig.
Who's the weirdo?
Craig, are you going to be playing anywhere anytime soon?
Nope.
All right. I didn't think
so. I'm taking a break, dude. I've been traveling too much, and it just really got to me, and I just felt like, man, I need a break from life. So I'm taking a two-week vacation. I'm going to go see some baseball games. I'll be back soon. I'll be performing here in like 2 months.
Cool.
And I'm looking forward to it. And we'll, you know.
Do you know the venue yet or no?
We're hammering it out right now.
Okay.
So
my house.
Yeah, it's gonna be Eddie's backyard. We're just gonna tell some
sweet.
Yeah, just like
yo mama jokes.
Mama,
back
I was
forth.
Gonna say mama jokes. Yeah. What's the best mama joke you ever heard?
Your mama's so fat, she went to give blood and bacon grease came out.
That's a good
I
one.
Like that one.
Yo mama's so fat.
Oh, no.
When she put on the yellow dress, people mistake her for a taxi.
I like that.
Your mama's so fat when she danced the record skip at the radio station.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
All right, we have to switch gears. We have to switch gears.
All right, mama jokes next time I come back.
All right, it's time to do Cheater's Hotel. Now, Craig has already said, Craig is hanging out, and off the air, he's like, dude, he hates cheaters. He's been cheated on himself many times, right?
Every time.
Every time?
Almost every single time, yeah.
Whoa.
Every major significant relationship you've had, the girl has cheated.
Oh, just about, yeah.
That sucks.
Awesome.
Get this.
Go ahead.
I've caught them most of the time.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah, either seeing them at the mall when I was like 16 and watching her hold hands with some guy that she said that she wasn't.
Hey, the ride's getting pretty tough. It's been tough for a while, and the
brutal?
Rain is
real. Which is why you can relate to this voice. Jesus. The girl that I was dating when I moved into Eddie Van Halen's house, and that girl that I was dating that was just driving me crazy, and I had caught her making out with some guy at a party, and so I ended up moving into Eddie Van Halen's house, and my buddy, who's Eddie Van Halen's assistant,
how you met Eddie Van Halen.
Was through my buddy Matt, who works for Eddie, and a few months ago, I just got a text message from her. I haven't heard from her in a year, and she said, "I'm in love with Matt." And then I wrote
your
her,
friend,
my friend, and they apparently have been dating this whole time.
That's brutal.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is interesting. We've got this girl. We're gonna do Cheater's Hotel. The concept is, if you think that your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife is cheating, you write us an email. We will call them, and I will pose as an employee of a hotel, offer them a night stay. Tell them that we'll give them a gift basket. We need the name of the guest that they're going to bring. And if they give a name other than you, well, then things are probably not good.
Oh, that's brutal.
It is brutal. Now, this one's a little different. We got Heather on the line.
Oh, man.
Heather, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Heather, this is a little different because Sky.
You go, girl.
Yeah, Sky's already read the email.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Like, normally I'm not about Cheater's Hotel.
Cool.
But, dude, she is so in the right here, and I hope she rips this guy a new one.
Well, this is interesting because this girl, Heather, on the line, she basically is saying, I know he's cheating.
Right.
It's not like, oh, are we going to find out? She wants to humiliate him.
That's right, girl.
Which, Craig, I'm sure you could relate to. I mean, you know, you'd be upset. And it's not necessarily that. I don't know that I necessarily want to humiliate anybody.
I do.
Well, here's the deal, Sky. Regardless of what you think, there may be a chance that maybe the guy is not cheating. I don't know. She says she got emails or whatever. What did she say, Eddie?
She, in her email, she wrote that she admits that she was being sneaky about it, went on his computer, saw red emails of his, private emails of his, knows he's in communication with other girls talking about, you know, bad things and whatnot.
Heather, I got to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, what is your, is this your boyfriend, your husband? I don't know.
This is my boyfriend.
Okay, your boyfriend.
Yeah, he's been my boyfriend for a little over 3 years.
Wow, long time.
Over three years.
Yeah, long time.
Okay, what's his name?
Jerkface.
His name's Ed.
Is it Jerkface like Sky said? Is it no? What is his name?
That's his nickname, Jerkface.
And his name is what?
His name's Ed.
Ed.
Sounds
okay.
Like a great
is it
guy.
Van Halen?
Yeah.
Is this Valerie?
Yeah.
Damn those Eds.
How old is Ed?
Ed's 30.
All right. How old are you?
28.
when did you start to suspect something was wrong?
Well, I noticed something had been a little bit different with Ed for a while now. I mean, I realized that, you know, usually he gets home from work, we have dinner together, and or we go out, or we're always doing something together once we're both finished with work. And lately, he just, you know, heads downstairs, and he gets on the computer, and he just